This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right. It's the Carton Show. Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton, great to have you here. You know, there was some interest amongst my kids. Who's going to be the first guest on the show? Who's going to be the first guy we heard of that comes on the show? Well, you know, James Dolan's coming on at 5:30. So if someone's going to trump Mr. Dolan, it better be now. And it is now. The former governor of the great state of New Jersey and a diehard Mets fan. He's also a Cowboys fan. My main man, Mr. Christopher Christie. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I have finally lived long enough to see you come back for a third time.
Yes.
I didn't think I'd live this long, but there you go.
Neither did I, by the way. How are you? How you been?
Oh, couldn't be better. Kidding, I'm getting to listen to you and Mr. McGonagall at drive time here at WFAN.
How are we doing, Governor? Good
to talk to you. Oh, great to talk to you, Chris. I mean, who could be any better?
I agree.
Life's good as it gets.
Pretty good for you. I would say that. It's funny. I was in your neighborhood the other day looking at a house to buy so I could move right next to you.
Oh, you know, there's nothing that Mary Pat would love more than that.
That's for you,
to be hanging over the fence.
Yeah, I'd be in the backyard. Hey, Mary Pat, what's for dinner?
Easy to return the lasagna tray.
So I have a question for you, since you are Mr. Met in my world. You are a legitimate fan. Forget about your connection to Steve Cohen and all that stuff. You are a fan first. That's how you and I first became friends. Through our baseball fandom, when I was in New Jersey and you were working in New Jersey as well, what grade would you give the Mets offseason, this offseason?
Incomplete.
Okay.
Incomplete. I mean,
hopefully.
We're not. Now, listen, you shut up because you're a stinking, ugly, angry Yankee fan, and you have no credibility and nothing to say. So you can turn your microphone off in this portion.
Oh, thank you.
It makes me feel good about myself.
Makes this easy.
Incomplete, Craig. It's January 5th. Let's everybody take a deep breath. You know, there's a lot more to do and a lot more that will be done. And the Mets will field an excellent team when we get to spring training, or at least certainly before opening day.
Would you agree with the statement that of the four guys you lost, who are a big part of the Mets, you know, franchise, the last half dozen years or so, that the one loss maybe bothered you is not the right way to put it, but the one loss that you wish you could have that back is the Diaz loss? Is that fair to say?
I mean, I think you're going to have to check in with me maybe in June or July.
Right. If Devin Williams is killing it, then you're not going to think much about it. Right.
Or if Diaz isn't. But, you know, look, in the end, I'm disappointed that Edwin's not a Met anymore, because I really did enjoy watching him over the last number of years. But you know what they say, Craig? I root for the laundry.
Yes.
I root for the laundry.
Yes.
And now Devin Williams is my man. You know, 2 years ago, I was laughing at him. Now he's my guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, and that's the beauty of sports. Like, yep. Yankee fans loved Wade Boggs, right? Yep. Yankee fans loved Roger Clemens, right?
Yeah.
So we all talk
Wade
smack
Boggs
about
riding on the horse, right? For God's sake.
Yep. Like, we all talk about, that guy could never play for me. I hate that guy.
Nonsense.
As soon as he's in pinstripes, or you'll pick your favorite team, Oh, I love that guy. I do feel bad for you, though, and you know I care about you deeply and greatly.
Oh, yeah,
this has been one hell of a bad sports year for you. Because not only did the Mets quite famously not make the postseason, that happens, maybe write that one off as an anomaly. Your Dallas Cowboys, with all the promise in the world, your Dallas Cowboys yet again not winning a Super Bowl. I don't know. Maybe it's time for you to pull a Craigie and root for somebody else.
Who, the Jets?
Definitely not the Jets, no. 100% not the Jets. Look, you're not stupid.
Giants are on the upswing.
They're one in a row.
Two in a row.
You know, look, as for the Cowboys, I didn't have a lot of hope this year.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't. The defense I knew was going to be a problem. And we scored a lot of points.
Yeah, sure did.
The other guys scored a lot more. I didn't have a lot of hope. I'm hoping that, you know, this offseason they add to the defense with free agents, they add to the defense through the draft. And if they do that, then, you know, that offense can put a lot of points on the board. And then I think we have a legitimate chance, because there's not, as you see, there's not any real dominant team in the NFC. So, you know, you did some good things this offseason. Let's see. But look, it's been 30 years now since we've been to a Super Bowl. So I'm getting kind of used to it.
Yeah, this is your norm. It's like me as a Jet fan. I know going into the season it's not going to go well. I'm well aware of that.
Wait a second. You got to slide that one by. It's like you as a Jet fan.
Yeah.
You're the only team in NFL history.
Yeah, I know.
To go through an entire year without an interception. I mean, couldn't you just get lucky once?
But it, to me,
just run into one?
And by the way, Chris, we brought that up earlier, and the more I think about it, we're just cherry-picking a stat to make the Jets look worse than they really are. That's all we're doing there.
It's turnovers. You need them. And
yeah,
they didn't get any. Like, they didn't get one interception.
Like, well, not zero interceptions. I mean,
it's not good.
That's really bad.
I mean, even Bob Uecker hit a home run off Sandy Koufax. I mean, can't you get lucky once?
Apparently not.
No.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing someone put out? Obviously, I don't gamble, as you well know.
If you had bet, we've been through that.
Yes. No, I'm done with that. I'm good. It's been more than 7 years since I've gambled. But if you had put $100 week one that the Jets would not have an interception and just rolled it over every week, you'd be up $5.5 million right now.
That's amazing.
I wouldn't have been able to take the stress.
Yeah.
Craig.
Which is why, how does Aaron Glenn come back? Makes no sense. Now, here's the question for you, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're a very gracious host and a gregarious guy. And unlike my former partner here, Evan Roberts, who you battled with because of his ridiculous Mets takes and baseball takes, you don't like Chris McGonigal from a Yankee fan, but he's not yet said anything that's actionable or causes you strife. Is there a chance that Big Mac will get to watch a Met Yankee game if you have a suite for that game at Citi Field?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. I was hoping we can get the relationship of Craig's co-host, back in some good standing after the.
Evan's Evan. I mean, you know, he's one of the bigger geeks you're ever going to want to meet in your life. We all know that.
Yeah.
But no, this is look. It would be good for Craig to have a co-host that I really
yes.
like.
Yes. Yes. Let's do that.
Yes. Yeah, so more people can talk about me behind my back.
I think you have potential, Chris.
Oh,
you're
thank
real
you.
Potential.
I appreciate
it. Let's start
that.
Off with the name.
Got that?
Okay. Yeah, so right? I can't.
Check.
I could
you
change
got,
it.
You got that?
Okay.
You, no. It's all good. Love it.
Okay.
Name is good.
Okay.
One, two. You know, you obviously know sports. I've listened to you. I don't always agree with you, but sure. You know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
Look at that.
That's check
that.
Two. That's
let's good. Just leave it at that.
That's good. Yeah.
There's
and,
a
you
third?
Know, and then we'll see what other boxes you found. Don't go overboard, Chris.
Okay.
You know, you're at two. You're two for two.
Okay.
Let's see where you go from here.
Okay.
Let's see what you look like after you have to spend week after week after week.
Yeah.
Sitting across from what you're sitting across
yeah.
from.
Yeah, I'm worried he's going to whittle me down. I'm trying to really.
Oh, he. There's no doubt he will.
There's no doubt he will.
It's not going to last. Week.
I would sit in there and co-host from time to time.
Yeah.
When I was governor.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
and it was the most frightening 4 or 5 hours. Of the year for my staff.
Well, and let me, oh, right. I'll tell the story. Yeah. So obviously, Chris and I's friendship predates me being at the Fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Chris is the governor of New Jersey, and I decide I want to have a party at the governor has a mansion
mm-hmm.
in a place called Drumthwacky, which is basically Princeton. Okay, he doesn't own it; the state owns it. The governor gets to reside
sure.
there if he so chooses. Okay, and there's a pool there, so I want to have a party at the governor's mansion in Princeton, New Jersey. And invite, I think the quote was, pardon me for saying this on the air now, poolside bitches to be the party. So Chris yeah, yeah. is
and
like,
he had a problem with
you? No. So Chris is like, yeah. It was to watch like the Mayweather fight or something like that.
Okay.
You know, big screen TVs, girls at the pool, the whole thing.
Sure.
And he's like negotiating with me to do it. The Star Ledger ran a story that the governor of New Jersey is considering poolside bitches. And
you can only imagine how thrilled my entire staff
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
The party never happened.
No.
But
that was no. the end of it.
It came close.
No.
It came close.
He, as usual, he just went a little overboard.
Yeah.
You know? He was right there. He was going to be at the governor's mansion hosting a party.
That's right.
But he's just got to go a little bit overboard. And then it ruins a good time for everybody.
It does. Well, look, I got to let you go. Love you. Appreciate you calling in. We'll see you soon.
Well,
and thanks for the continued support. Appreciate you.
Well, we love you, Craig. You know that. Mary Pat also wanted me to tell you, anytime you want to come here for dinner, you're welcome.
Yes. Great cook, by the way.
I'm sure
all right, Chris, appreciate you. Talk
thank
to you later.
You, I appreciate it.
Let's take a quick break. Yes, break, no break. Yes, break, no break. Yes, break.
Yes, break.
Very quick break. On the other side of the break. My main man, Mr. James Dolan, live in studio right after this. All right, welcome back to the Carton Show. Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton, and thrilled to have a dear friend of mine joining us in studio. And I didn't realize till last night reading the New York Post that James Dolan hasn't spoken publicly since he joined me and Evan Roberts 3 years ago. And now he's back. Happy New Year. Thank you for joining us.
Happy New Year. This is my biannual confession.
Is it that nobody asks you to speak?
Oh, yeah, that's it. No, I want to speak all the time, but nobody ever asks me.
It's like the pretty girl at the bar.
Right.
No one ever asks me out, so I don't have any dates.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Right.
Or maybe not. All right, there's a lot to talk to you since I guess you haven't spoken of a lot of your Knicks and Rangers issues in the last few years. Let me start with the Knicks. Obviously, the great run last year. Looks like they're on their way to a special season this year. But in the process, you also made a decision, you and Leon Rose, to relieve Tom Thibodeau of his head coaching duties. And Mike Comzin has done a really nice job thus far. Can you walk us through what the thinking was at the time you made it? If it was just Leon coming to you saying, we need a change, if you guys collectively thought the team needed a different voice in the locker room, and what was the genesis of moving on from Tom?
Well, look,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Gianna and I talk about everything, right? Even not basketball stuff.
Got it.
So, but the team is really built on the shoulders of Tom Thibodeau, right? He built that core,
sure.
Right? We went as far as yep. we did last year, and so you really got to take your hat off to Tom and the job that he did, but. We did come to the conclusion that, you know, we had an idea of how we wanted to organize the team, and actually it goes for both teams, and and that meant we needed to evolve, right? Actually, beyond the old traditional coaching,
right?
You know, formulas, et cetera, and you know we tried to work that with Tom. It really wasn't his thing.
Let me. I don't want to put words in your mouth. From that, do you mean like not using the bench that much? The style of play.
No,
what are you referencing there?
The you know that's some of it, right? But it's much more about style of leadership, right? Collaboration versus sort of
lone wolf type of thing.
Yeah,
got it.
Thank you for giving me the word. That's better than the one I was thinking of. Because of the way, particularly basketball, but also hockey too, the way the sport's evolving, the how much more complicated it is. You know, we're very, very big on development in both clubs. Because you can't. It's not like the old days, like the old Yankees, where you know you get Reggie Jackson right. and this guy that put together a team. It's almost impossible to do that in the NBA. You have to home grow, right, some of your talent. And that also builds up trade currency, et cetera. But it's a development thing. And that's a team of people. There's literally 20 people, right, who are specifically, you know, dedicated to developing the players, to getting their skill levels up, to getting the strategy on the court in, right?
Part of that's develop players that become trade pieces, develop players that obviously become valuable depth guys off your bench.
Right, and mm-hmm. and that's important for the development of a franchise, right? And that really, you know, look, Tom liked development, but he didn't really.
Well, he's a guy that, you know, he likes playing the veterans. He likes playing the guys that, you know, buy into his system. Right. And guys like that, and he has throughout his career have a shelf life, right? And he got to an Eastern Conference final. You guys collectively had to have felt that while the run was great, and he gets a lot of credit for being a part of the Nick turnaround, that you couldn't win a title with him. That had to be the thinking, right? Or it'd be unlikely that you would.
I won't say you can't win a title with Tom Thibodeau. I don't necessarily know that's true. It's just that if you want to build a long term competitive compete for the, you know,
you needed a different guy.
You need somebody who's much more of a collaborator than Tom was, but still Tom is still a great coach, right? He should coach again in the NBA. If I had a franchise that I was, just starting with, et cetera, he would be a gold mine to get. And he was like that for us when we first started and he first came in. Sure. He brought discipline, right? He brought strategy.
He was the right guy at the right time.
Right. He was right. He brought us all that way. But we really felt we needed to make a change to go the rest of the way.
Now, did you go to Tom and discuss these changes, or did you just and take his?
No, we decided to surprise him with.
No, I'm saying, like, because you mentioned it wasn't.
Guess what?
I'm saying you mentioned it wasn't his thing. Did you? Was there discussions about possibly getting him to changes, and it felt like it wasn't going to happen, or did you just make the assumption Tom wasn't the kind of coach who could make
the changes you were
looking for?
We talked to Tom all the time.
Right.
Right. I don't want to get too deep into what, the interaction, but I would say that whole last year we were talking to Tom about where we wanted to go, et cetera. And
he's a stubborn guy.
Yeah.
I said it.
He's
stubborn.
He'd probably tell you that he's stubborn, but he'd also tell you that he's right.
Mm-hmm. Which is the problem with being stubborn.
What stubborn people say.
Yeah. So, one of the big names that Nick fans have fantasized about, who it's come out that he wants to be a Nick or wanted to be a Nick. How close were we to acquiring Giannis? And I'm not saying right now, I know you can't meddle right now. He's an active player in the league. But before this season started, there were reports that came out that there was the possibility of a trade a year ago. Any truth to that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Really?
No. And I think, look, we love our team right now.
Right.
Right. They have chemistry. They all like each other. I've never seen a locker room more, just more copacetic.
Right.
There's a lot of energy in there. And, Leon can always overrule me, but I don't see us making a big change because we got to keep building up this group, right? This group can win a championship.
Yep.
I believe that.
Well, I think they proved that when they beat the Spurs, and the Spurs won 3 straight against the Thunder.
Yep.
Obviously, right now, they seem like they're a little stressed, a little pressed. And you obviously lose a few games in a row.
Yeah.
People start panicking.
Dealing with some injuries.
But the core and the depth of this team is different than what, I've been a Knicks fan since the 70s. There's not been a lot of Knicks teams that are this
look
deep.
Look how far we got with our group last year.
Right.
Right. And then take a look at who was playing and who wasn't playing. Right. And we had injuries going into it. We're going into this season, into the second half of this season. Basically, Josh is still out
till Monday, right? I think, right?
Right. And Landry is coming back soon. We got depth. If we stay healthy, we'll go into the playoffs in much better condition than we went into the playoffs last year.
For sure. Now, one of the things you guys accomplished this year was winning the Emirates Cup, right, in Vegas. I went on the other show that I was doing earlier in the day. Because people know I'm a Knicks fan. They obviously know that the Knicks are my favorite team of all my teams. And they're like, Banner, Banner. I go, I can guarantee you we are not raising a banner. Not that we're not proud of winning.
Yes, no, we are going to raise a banner.
No, you're not.
We're going to raise the NBA championship banner. That's the banner we want to raise. Yeah.
I said, for all the accomplishments way back in the day the Knicks had, James Dolan and the New York Knicks are not, as much as it's great to win. And I think what Mike Brown said afterwards, which was important, teams have to learn how to win. That was a playoff game. It was a Game 7 atmosphere. Spurs are a really good basketball team. That fourth quarter was awesome. And I'm a fan of the Cup because you get special games like that in the regular season.
Yeah,
But I know the NBA wants teams to raise a banner. The Lakers said no for a while. Eventually they did because LeBron wanted one. Milwaukee said no for a while. Eventually they did. Was there ever a thought we're going to raise an Emirates Cup banner at Madison Square Garden?
No.
Got it.
Nice. I think that makes a lot of people happy.
You're saving it for the real championship.
I never had that thought. I probably would have thrown the. Oh, that's not true. We want an NBA championship.
Right.
We don't want the consolation.
And how do you guys view the Cup in general? We know the players clearly want to play. How do you guys view the Cup in a game that doesn't count in the regular season? You could argue the finals is the least important game that you play in it. What's the feeling of the organization going through in it, knowing you're playing games that possibly, you were talking about the injuries you're dealing with now, all that kind of ramifications of playing games that technically don't matter?
Well, it was only one game that didn't matter.
Correct.
Right? All the other ones counted.
Right.
It's all equal. I mean, I think we felt good about the Cup, right? Right. And the way, I mean, I was excited, to be honest. I mean, when we played San Antonio, I thought we were going to play OKC.
Right.
Right. And I was like, okay.
They did too, by the way. Yeah.
And I thought, this is going to be a great preview. But maybe that was the preview. Maybe the
Spurs
finals
beat them three straight.
Is Knicks Spurs. I don't know. But, to get a chance at midseason, right, to try out what you're going to be like at the end of the season.
So you liked
it.
It
was exciting. And I was very proud of the guys that did a great job. And so we're proud to have the Emirates Cup, but we're going to hang a championship.
A real banner. A real banner. A couple more Nick questions, then we'll get to the Rangers here in a second. Is Leon long-term committed? Do we have to worry as Nick fans that Leon Rose wakes up after this season and says, I had a good run, went to the Eastern Conference Final, maybe win an NBA championship? Or is he locked into you guys long term? Because he's the only GM that never talks.
Yeah, we don't hear from him.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to ask Leon, but Leon doesn't answer questions.
That's true.
Right.
He's cut from the same cloth that I am.
Uh-huh.
As far as I know, Leon's on with us for the long term. We don't ever talk about an end to this. We have a 5-year plan. Right now we're actually on more like a 2 to 3 year plan.
Right. No, you're built to win now. Especially with the injuries to Indiana and Boston.
We didn't count on those. We were planning on playing those guys. And I wouldn't mind if
I'm happy
too.
Those guys are hurt.
You know what?
It's been a long time without a championship.
I want the
easiest road possible.
I don't want any asterisks.
I told you this before. When you win a championship, 5 years later, nobody looks back and goes, oh, yeah, but Tatum was out from Boston. We just celebrate champions, and we need a championship.
We do.
You need a championship.
Yeah. Yes,
as much as anyone. All right, as you know, I'm not the biggest hockey guy, but I have hockey guys and gals in my life. They want to know, knowing you're coming on the show today, Chris Drury. Obviously, you're not happy. No one is with the current record and the way the Rangers have played. Do you firmly believe still in Chris Drury being the man to make your personnel decisions?
Yes, absolutely. He and Mike Sullivan, right?
Yep, coach.
New coach,
right, are installing a new culture into that club. And that does not happen overnight.
So you're being patient.
I'm being patient. We're not out of it by any means.
No.
We're still very much in it. And we have the personnel that could, if they pull it together. I mean, what they did to Florida, down in Florida,
was
somewhat impressive. Just one game, but
So you see some signs that make you...
But culture doesn't turn around overnight.
What was the problem with the culture?
Well, it's a good question, right?
Because they went for the President's Trophy just a couple years ago to now really struggling,
right?
This season. And last season, no playoffs.
I think we thought that they needed a change in the coach, right? this coach has is a culture coach. He's also a collaborator and a, you know, a builder of teams. And I think that it's going to take a little while for Mike and to get in there. But what I can tell you about Mr. Drury from the day I hired him, right, is Chris Drury is a winner and a competitor. He's won himself, right? He can't stand to lose. So yes, I mean, he's certainly, he's probably not happy right now. I know he's not happy right,
right.
now. Neither is Mike, right? But the you have to be patient. The team has to gel together. They have to see that they can win. They have to believe in themselves. I think the team from last year didn't really believe in themselves.
Okay.
And that made it, you know, made it hard. And so installing that kind of culture, especially, you know, I think hockey is even harder because there's more players, right?
Right.
That's going to take a while, but don't give up on my team this
year. No. You said you're going to the game. What's going on with the home playing at Madison Square Garden? Really struggling this year in the building. Is that a confidence thing? Is that one of those things?
That's I think another culture thing.
Yeah, another culture thing.
Also shots on goal are low, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're getting shut out consistently.
And yet, I have to say, you know, I mean, look, I've been watching hockey since I was 12.
Right.
They play pretty well, right? Then they have these moments, right, where things go bad, right? And they're find it hard to pull themselves up. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But they just have to learn to do it. They have to believe in themselves and
I'm fascinated by this.
What's that?
You historically have not been known as the most patient of owners. And I'm going, who am I talking to?
I mean, he's been patient with the Rangers. Glenn Sather kind of ran things for a long time.
You can't change coaches every year. You can't change GMs every year. That's not a recipe for success. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at you, listening, going, where's James Dolan at? This is amazing to me.
You know, I mean, look, as an owner, you have to be patient, right? The guy set out a plan. When I get impatient is when we veer off the plan.
Got
right?
it.
Reach for a shiny thing, right?
Giannis. Got it.
Yeah. And think we can, you know, win a championship or build a championship team in one fell swoop. You know, I've been at this now for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Right. And I can tell you that, I mean, it does happen once in a while, but.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't think that's the way that, you know, I don't think that's how we're going to win.
Talk to the owner, of course, of the Knicks, the Rangers, the Garden, Radio City, the Sphere in Vegas, which you've not been out there yet. It's a must attend to bucket list item out there in Vegas as well. James Dolan, it's a tough question to ask because they're both like your children, Knicks and Rangers. Do you have a preference if only one of them won, or which one wins the next one that you'd like to see?
I'll be equally as happy.
Knicks, huh?
It'll be a hell of a problem to have. Let's have that problem. Yeah.
And it's interesting to me, you know, based on your evolving relationship with the fan base, and this started in the postseason last year, where you became a bit of a Pied Piper after games. You're leaving Madison Square Garden, bunch of kids outside on 33rd and 7th, and all of a sudden the window rolls down, and they're not looking for Greg Poupon, and you got game balls. Was that your idea? Was it totally organic the first time it happened? And now you just see the pleasure on these kids' faces, so you enjoy doing it? Walk me through how that started.
It started off with the Garden of Dreams.
Right.
Right, and we always save some seats for Garden of Dreams kids.
Which, if you don't know Garden of Dreams, it truly is one of the great charities in New York City, and they put on these great events throughout the year to raise money for these at-risk kids.
So I started, you know, I had one, a Garden of Dreams kid always used to sit next to me, not the same one, a different one every time. And I gave him a game ball, right, especially if we won. And then, you know, I drove out and saw everybody and I said, you know what, I should
start doing it.
Start doing this, right? And so I do. And the fact that you're now publicizing it on, you know, on the radio, et cetera, probably means I'm going to be a bigger crowd.
You need more balls.
Right. I only come down with two, right? I try and find, the youngest, fans, et cetera, and, you know, and just give them a ball and thank them for coming to the game.
Couple tough questions, not sports related. Obviously, there's been battles throughout the years between MSG and certain cable, you know, companies. I'm very well aware of it. I'm an Xfinity guy in New Jersey. We don't get MSG. You have the great app, if you can watch, obviously, every Knick game on the Gotham Sports app in conjunction with YES. Of course, the New York Yankees. We have it because I got to watch the Knicks, and Xfinity won't allow me to watch the Knicks. Do you see a fix to that at any time in the future or not?
It's evolving, right. I don't think that – I think over the long term, you're probably not going to get your games from the cable company. They're probably going to
– app-specific.
They're going to be streaming.
Right.
You'll get a bunch of games nationally, right? About, you know, 30 out of 80, and the rest will come to you streaming, and you know, that's just, you know, it's just the evolution of media.
Do you like the NBA and the Knicks taking the game to Abu Dhabi and seeing Knicks fans, basketball fans, you know, the preseason games and having a bunch of guys out there? Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, basketball for sure is an international sport. And so it makes sense for the NBA to do that. You know, Abu Dhabi is one of my favorite places. And so.
And they're a partner of the Knicks, obviously. They have.
And they're also a partner in Sphere.
Right, right. They're building the second sphere, if I'm not mistaken.
Building the second sphere in Abu Dhabi, yeah. It's a great place. You should go.
And most people don't have that, like, on their small list of my next vacations. My cousin, as you know, lives in Abu Dhabi. But most people don't have that on a short list of vacations.
But they will.
You think so?
I think they will, yeah. Because that whole area is developing, yeah. Especially under the UAE. Right, they're building it out. They're transferring from oil into other industries, right. Including entertainment,
yep.
et cetera. And that culture is developing there. And I think if they ever get through, the Middle East ever gets through all of their political troubles, right?
Cross your fingers on that.
They could be the next U.S.
You have any interest in buying the Jets and saving us or no?
No, I have no interest in buying any more teams.
Did you ever have an interest?
My dad did.
He did?
He did.
For the Jets?
He tried to buy the Jets, yes.
Really? Yes. Is that a well-known fact that I missed out on?
I don't know if I've heard that.
Was he going to move them to Long Island? Was that part of his dream?
No.
That's why I'm doing the Jets?
This is a long time ago, but I remember meeting with I guess it was Parcells.
Okay.
Talking about, what would it be like if we owned the Jets. Wow. Parcells told us, he said, look, if I'm going to be there, I want you to understand that I'm not just the cook. Right. He says, I also do the shopping for the grocery.
Yeah, his famous line. He used that a few times, that line.
Right. He was at a dinner party.
Can you imagine the ego on that?
Yeah.
Like, here you have a family that's got the means, financial means, to buy the team.
Yeah.
You're basically a part-time coach, right? Mm-hmm. You're not like a 10-year coach for the Jets. He's, Giants and Patriots. And you have the balls to say to the man who might write the check to become your boss, let me tell you the rules of engagement.
He didn't say it that way. The way he said it was, if I'm going to keep, and eventually he moved, right? If I'm going to keep doing this, right, this is how I want to
This is how I operate.
Right.
I guess.
That's okay. I'd rather hear that than hear some baloney that's not true.
Right. Yeah.
So should Knick fans, before we let you go, and obviously you're going to the Ranger game right now, should Knick fans expect any type of significant deal by the trade deadline?
No.
You think it's as is, these 12 guys, good enough to make the run and win a championship?
That's what I think our plan is, yes. I talk to Leon every day, and, look, nothing's impossible. I won't rule anything out, but who do you want to lose? You don't get something without giving something.
Right.
Right. Who do you want to lose? Right.
I can tell you who I don't want to lose. There's about five or six of them. Like, I think one of the most underappreciated basketball players in the league today is OG Anunoby. I would hate to lose OG Anunoby. As much as guys like Giannis are great, every championship team has a guy like that.
Yep.
He's awesome.
You look at the old Knicks, the 69-73 Knicks, right? He's kind of a little like the Dave DeBuscher.
Does a little of everything.
Right.
He's made himself a much better outside shooter, especially the corner three, which he's great at now. But great defensive player.
Great defensive player. And when he locks in on some of those stars that we play, I mean, he doesn't completely shut them down, but they don't get to play their game. Not if OG's guarding them. So
this is the team.
This is the team. And do we view it as that? Like the Yankees World Series of Bust, you mentioned, wanted to hang the championship banner. Anything short of an NBA championship is a disappointing season for the New York Knicks. Is that how we're taking it right now?
Yeah, I would say look, we want to get to the finals, mm-hmm. right? And we should win the finals, right? But when it comes to, this is sports. This is your business.
Right.
Anything can happen in sports. But Getting to the finals, we absolutely got to do.
Yep.
Right. Winning the finals, we should win.
So Mike Brown better know that.
Thibodeau took him to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 30 years. I would think that's the expectation, right? NBA Finals or is an extreme disappointing season.
Yeah, the Pistons are the only team.
Right.
They don't scare you, but the Pistons are a good basketball team.
There are a couple of good basketball teams out there.
The only team I concern myself with is Detroit, to be honest. I'm not worried about anybody else. No one else is going to beat you in a 7-game series.
They play hard, right? So if we meet up with the Pistons.
And they play the Pistons tonight, by the way. So if you're not going to the Ranger game, you right. definitely check that out.
Right. Although they're missing a couple guys, too. But they play a very physical game. So, you know, in a seven-game series, it can be a different kind of battle.
Do you get bothered as the guy that writes the check with not how much the guys make? We can make the argument they deserve it. They have a special skill. But where the sports changed in your ownership over the, you know, the 30-some-odd years, where now it's, oh, you only have to play 65 games. You have to still be eligible for postseason awards. Or, hey, load management's going to be a thing. Do you get bothered, again, as the guy that, you know, that writes the check, that we're not asking these guys to do that much. We're saying play basketball. Take it seriously. We understand a lot of work goes into it. That guys are finding reasons not to play basketball a couple times a week.
Not our guys.
They do lead the league in most minutes played. Overall, for the sport, is it an issue to you?
I just worry about my teams, right? I look at the team, and you know, and I know all the players, and they want to play, right? Whether we play 65 or 82 games, they want to play every game,
right?
Right. One of the issues that Mike has to deal with is that he has to, you know, he's still bringing up guys, right? So, I mean, we got some young guys who are
getting meaningful minutes.
Tyler, right? Mm-hmm. He's got to find minutes for him.
Right.
Right.
Because he's earned them.
Right. And we need them to get minutes so that when we get to the playoffs, right, like when we played Indiana, we were like, you know, we were bereft. Right.
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 That and was when you had to go to the bench, you didn't have anything to lean back on throughout the season.
They didn't have all that experience, right, yeah. et cetera. But they still did very well, right? But now I expect that we're going to be, you know, we're going to see a lot more of the bench, right? That's Mike's style. Anyway.
Yeah, he went 12 deep a couple nights ago at the Garden. Every guy on the bench got into a game. They all played meaningful minutes. Last thing on Thibodeau. Sorry to go back to it. Do you think he was surprised, or do you think he kind of saw it coming just based on, you know, interpersonal relationships and how things had evolved for him?
I think he was mildly surprised.
You do?
Right. Like I said, he's a great coach, right? So he had probably a reason to be surprised.
And do you still enjoy being a professional team owner in New York City? That's the loaded question of the day.
You know, let me tell you something about ownership. Ownership is not an achievement, right?
Okay.
You own something, right? You have a beautiful car, right? You own it. That's not an achievement, right? If you built it, okay.
Sure.
Right. Then when you drive around, you can feel like you have an achievement. I always want to try and achieve something. So I'm still enjoying participating in the team building, et cetera. But I don't fool myself. Right? The ownership's not an achievement.
Well, it's a great way to end it. You know how much I appreciate you coming in. Let's not wait 3 more years to do this again.
Well, you know,
I mean, and you're buying lunch as always.
Yeah, I'm buying lunch. Yeah.
James Zone, everybody. You got the Rangers at the Garden. You got the Knicks in Detroit tonight. You know, I appreciate the friendship, and thank you for coming in and be part of day one of this new show. Thank you so much.
Congratulations,
thank you
by the way.
Thank you.
Everybody keep listening, right?
Yes, no doubt. James Stone, everybody. Quick
Let's break. Go get a win at the Garden.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,